Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Ola, O-L-A, Glover, G-L-O-V-E-R. Ola Glover is a 38-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on two occasions. Appeared in the first event of 8:26:19, she fell. Appeared in the second event of 4:30:20, she was assaulted. Appeared as a result of these injuries, she believes she injured her arms, neck, hand, and back. Appeared she did go to the emergency room after the first incident. Appeared she had further treatment, including laminectomy surgery in July 2021 for a lumbar bulging and herniated disc. Appeared she has completed her course of active treatment. Period. In paragraph, insert the summary here. In paragraph, it is noteworthy the petitioner, in fact, did have prior issues of a musculoskeletal nature, as seen when she presented to Dr. Dorfner, D-O-R-F-N-E-R, in 2017 after a motor vehicle accident. Period. It is my understanding that after Dr. Mitchell deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement on 10-17-19, she reportedly sought unauthorized treatment whose records were not provided. Period. She currently did not convey such treatment. Period. It is also noteworthy that on her FCE, she demonstrated significant submaximal effort. Period. Physical exam. Head, eyes, ears is normal. Extremities upper. Motion of the left shoulder was guarded in abduction to 165 degrees, but was otherwise full in all spheres. Paired motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired insert hand, wrist, elbows, as well as shoulder maneuvers. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed her legs were shaven bilaterally. Paired manual muscle testing was 4+/5 for resisted left quadriceps strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Spine cervical. Active flexion was to 35 degrees, comma extension 40 degrees, comma bilateral rotation 40 degrees, comma right side bending to 30 degrees, but left side bending full to 45 degrees. Paired to tendon palpation at the left paravertebral and trapezius musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. Paired she had an anticipatory complaint of left neck pain as Sperling's maneuver was being attempted. Paired thoracic normal, lumbosacral. Inspection revealed a midline 2-inch longitudinal scar consistent with her surgery. Paired she sat at 90 degrees comfortably, but actively flexed to 70 degrees and extended to 10 degrees. Paired bilateral rotation and side bending were accomplished fully. Paired there was tenderness about palpation about the left paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 75 degrees and left at 50 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Paired there were positive reverse flip maneuvers bilaterally for symptom magnification. Paired impressions. Ola Glover was injured at work on 8/26/19 when she fell. Paired she had diagnosed workup that failed to identify any substantive, objective, significant findings. Paired she did have a need for treatment evaluation with Dr. Mitchell, who deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement on 10/7/19. Period. He learned that she previously had a spine issue in 2017 in a motor vehicle accident when she was struck from behind. Period. She did receive treatment from a primary care physician and orthopedic spine specialist. Paired her symptoms resolved such that she was able to return to work in 2 months. period, and underline this. This is not the picture she currently conveys about a motor vehicle accident for which she did not receive treatment. Period. After the event at 4:30:20, she also had diagnostic testing and various specialist consultations. Period. Ultimately, she underwent surgery on the low back to be inserted here. Period. She had rehabilitation postoperatively. Period. An FCE was done on 2:15:22, showing significant submaximal effort. Period. The paragraph, the current exam, found she ambulated with physiologic gait and could walk on her heels and toes. Period. There was variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. This makes her response clinically inconsequential. Period. There were positive reverse flip maneuvers bilaterally for symptom magnification. Period. Another sign of such phenomenon was her anticipatory complaint of left neck pain as Sperling's maneuver was about to be performed. Period. There was no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficits in either the upper or lower extremities. Period. New paragraph. There is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. There is 0% partial or total disability referable to the head, comma, neck, comma, mid-back, comma, shoulders, comma, right arm, comma, left shoulder, comma, or left hand. Period. She has been able to continue employment with the insured, stating she is on light duty. Period. And that is the end.